You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Carb on Carb with its own clapping at the end, which I always appreciate. And that's the lovely live version of It's Been a Rough Year at the Upoko Alpine Resort. That's part of the We Love Whammy Wine Cellar compilation. We've got Nicole and we've got Steph. Nicole, who is in Carb on Carb, and also many, many other bands as well, including Deb 5000, which Steph is also in too. But we're actually talking to you both this morning in your capacity as organisers for Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa. Morena, welcome along.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you both up here. Let's start with a bit of the basics. What is Girls Rock Camp? We've talked about it on this show before, but give people a reminder at home.
Yeah, Girls Rock is a school holiday program. It's for young women, trans and gender non-conforming kids. Basically, it's a confidence boosting camp where we teach them some musical skills. But the main goal is that they come out of it feeling confident and empowered.
Mm-hmm.
We do like fun workshops like t-shirt making and zine making, and yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. it's one of those things that everybody I've talked to who's like helped out at it or been involved with it is like, wish this had existed when I was, you know, 14, 15 and really needed mm-hmm. that. This is like an international initiative, isn't it? You know, this is the Aotearoa version of it, but this happens all across the world.
Yeah, definitely. It started off in
Portland, Oregon.
Or Olympia, Washington. It's one of the two. Ooh. I think it's Olympia. In 2001, and the original people who did it were like members of Slater Kinney, The Gossip, and a bunch of those other like sick early 2000s.
Awesome.
Riot Girl and cool bands. And since then, it's grown to an international movement. There are girls rock camps all over the world. We're really closely tied with the Australian chapters.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them to develop our camp a few years ago now. Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you've had to sort of learn in the last year, like everybody across the whole world has, how to be a bit nimble in the COVID era.
Ooh, yeah.
Your last camp, or the Pōneke version of the camp, because it sort of goes Tamaki Makaurau, Pōneke, year on, year off, was online. And how was that as a sort of experience, putting that together? Because it must have been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it was a big challenge. Ali Burns, who is the main organiser, and Victoria Chalou, they did an incredible job with the camp.
Honestly.
Like, it was really, really fun still. And I think that was a really big challenge to try and get these kids engaged over Zoom. It was hard.
It was very hard. But we had some really amazing feedback as well. The campers that I were mentoring, I asked them, like, what could have been better, and the only thing they said would be to do it in person.
Yeah.
And like, we had parents tell us that we did a better job in a couple of weeks of pulling together an online camp than the teachers at her school had done teaching kids every day.
Oh wow, that's a pretty awesome thing.
Pretty great feedback.
That's some good feedback.
Good feedback.
So for people who are listening and maybe have kids or are themselves within the age range, which is it
12 to 17,
there we go. If they're listening right now and thinking, how do I get involved with this? This sounds awesome. What would be your best advice?
First things first, go to our website and become a subscriber to our mailing list. That way, everyone who wants to be in the camp can get the email first that says, apply now. We will be doing a Pōneke camp at some point this year, I'm not sure when. And then every January we have a Tamaki Makaurau camp.
Awesome.
Anyone wants to get involved as well with mentoring or organising, we're really open to having new people come in. And
We've booked up for our camp for next week, but get involved. We're going to try and put on some events this year as well, some like mini workshops and some all ages shows. So that's another really great way to get involved.
It's one of those things that, you know, every good music community needs an all ages scene, because that's how you kind of feel like you can have a pathway into music for many people. And did you both, when you were sort of like starting to play music and stuff like that, did you come through all ages crowds, or how did you get interested in it?
Yeah, I was real big in the all ages Auckland scene in mid-2000s. It was great. I think it was so important for me and my development to like play music and be confident in doing that. And I think it was just like, there's so many little pockets of scenes, and the problem I think a lot of the time is that when people turn 18, they say, well now I can go to bars and I can go to gigs at bars and I don't need all ages scenes anymore. And that's how they kind of like flux in and out.
It's really important to put in place that vertical structure where you can see a future in music, and you can see like the people above you care about you, which is really important. Like, I've had some pretty bad experiences as a teen musician, having people just sweep in and be like, we need to sound check now, you have to get out, so my band doesn't get a sound check, and then we like mess up because we're like freaked out from these like older men being dicks to us.
I think there's probably a lot of people who've had experiences like that in the in the music industry, and that's kind of one of the points of Girls Rock, I guess, is to make people feel confident to be like, no, hang on, actually, we're finishing our song. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That is our stage.
100% the point.
what are some things, I guess, that through doing the mentoring and the organising for Girls Rock Camp, you've kind of, I guess, retrospectively learnt about your music making and how that is kind of connected to the communities?
I think that it was a real good... I think like doing Girls Rock really was a big motivator to start more new bands as well. Like our band together, Dev 5000, we came together from Girls Rock. The original four of us were all mentors at Girls Rock, and we started practicing. And it was just kind of that thing where it's like, it really does connect so many different people. And it's also like, it's a great networking opportunity.
It's a great networking opportunity. I also really appreciate the just do it attitude. It's really nice to be in a bubble where everybody's enthusiastic, competent, will just go and do stuff. And so like that kind of translates to music as well, where we're just like messing around at band practice and we're like, okay, well, we'll write a song and then somebody will just do it.
Yeah.
Instead of being like agonizing over like, is this the best chord progression and are these lyrics deep enough?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If people are listening as well and they want to support Girls Rock Camp, if you know, this is something that at home you might be thinking, this sounds cool, I want it to keep going, how do I get involved in terms of supporting? What's the best way for those people to pass some money to Girls Rock?
Yeah, we have a Give a Little set up year round. You can donate to that. It's on our website under donate. Also, yeah, just come to our events when we put them on, and yeah, subscribe to our mailing list, and we can tell you when they are and tell you when we're fundraising and
absolutely,
you know, all that fun stuff.
You can buy merch from our Bandcamp page. We have totes which are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I have about six of them. There's new colours every year.
Awesome. Yep. Well, thank you both so much, Steph and Nicole, for coming in and chatting to us about Girls Rock. Yeah, mailing list, best place if you want to be involved in the next Girls Rock. And Give a Little is the place to go to give a bit of money to a very good cause.
Yeah.
Thank you both for coming in. We're going to play some Deb 5000. This was live in the BFM studios before, right before one of the lockdowns, I think.
The very last Friday 10 a.m. thing. Oh, fancy new band.
It was a very good time
before lockdown.
Let's have a listen. This is Bad Guts. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.